Hey, you're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
There's a manhunt in the Netherlands. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. After a shooting that might be terrorism, Fox's Simon Owen monitoring the developing story live from London.
Dave, police reporting a shooting on a tram in the city of Utrecht, and the attacker or attackers are believed to be at large. Police say they think one person has been killed, that several more are injured, and that the attack may have had a terrorist motive. The Dutch Prime Minister calling the incident very worrying. Authorities have raised Utrecht's terror threat level to its highest notch, with security stepped up at schools, airports, and places of worship. Dave.
Simon, New Zealand is readying new gun control laws, and they'll be unveiled in 10 days. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says they're also preparing a national memorial for the 50 people murdered in two Christchurch mosques Friday.
What we want to ensure is that we allow the time and the space for families to be able to bury their loved ones.
Police say the attacker, a self-described white supremacist from Australia, carried out the shootings alone, but are investigating if anyone helped him. Federal prosecutors and the Department of Transportation are probing the FAA's approval of the Boeing 737 MAX 8 jet involved in 2 crashes in 5 months, including last week's disaster in Ethiopia. The transport minister there says the black box flight recorders being analyzed are in good shape.
He says enough data has been recovered for a preliminary report to be released in just 30 days. And shows, quote, clear similarities with the crash of the same type of plane in Indonesia last October. That crash last week killed all 157 people on board.
That's Fox's Aisha Hosni. President Trump tweeting about GM again this morning, adding to what he wrote over the weekend, urging the automaker's CEO to reopen the Lordstown, Ohio plant or sell it to another automaker. The president added General Motors and the United Auto Workers Union will start talks in September, October. Why wait? Start now. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better. Money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
GM was not the only subject of the flurry of Trump tweets over the weekend. Some lashed out at the special counsel's Russia investigation. Some praised Republican senators who backed him on his national emergency declaration, though some GOP senators sided with Democrats, voting for a resolution attempting to block the president building more wall at the border. Now, the president vetoed it, and it's unlikely there are enough votes in Congress to override that. The president also took issue again with the late Senator John McCain.
The president cited court papers in a tweet saying it was McCain that sent the Steele dossier to the FBI, also taking a swipe at the late senator, referring to him as last in his class at the Naval Academy. On ABC's This Week, Democratic Senator Chris Coons defended his late colleague.
Senator McCain conveyed that report out of a sense of duty.
At the same time, criticizing the president's rhetoric.
The president's continued attacks on now late Senator John McCain is something that's regrettable and for which he should apologize.
The president maintains that it was the dossier that, as he tweeted, got us the witch hunt. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
A scam led to a scare in California.
Cops in Laguna Beach are telling local public and private schools about so-called virtual kidnap cases. Two of them happened in the span of 24 hours. The Orange County Register says somebody phoned two different families claiming they abducted their daughters and demanded a ransom to be wired to a Mexican bank account. The thing is, there were no such kidnappings. Authorities say one of the victims forked over $5,000 before finding out it was a hoax. Ken Duffy, Fox Fox News.
Well, on Wall Street, stock futures are mixed before today's trading. March Madness is upon us, and for the next few days, people will fill out brackets, enter office pools and contests online. Now that the NCAA college basketball tournament is set, Duke, Gonzaga, North Carolina, and Virginia are the top seeds in the four regions. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
I am really trying to care about the tournament. I truly am. I watched this election show.
You did? Well,
yeah.
That's something.
Well, I didn't care about it.
Eight Big Ten teams.
Well, that's exciting. It was awful. Eight Big Ten teams, and I wasn't close.
Right.
Next year, my friends. Next year.
Okay.
News brought to you by Jamie with Jamie Monticelli, brought to you by Classic Plumbing. Honest, affordable, and professional with a 2-year warranty on all their work. Call 586-PIPE or see their page on Facebook online, ClassicPlumbingInc.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The University of Illinois has gotten a $5 million grant to help scientists understand how crops will respond to climate change. The News Gazette says the grant from the Foundation for Food and Agricultural Research will go to the school's Crops in Silico project that uses multiple computer models to study a whole plant virtually. Legislation being proposed by an Illinois lawmaker would declare single occupancy restrooms in schools and businesses with public accommodations as gender neutral. The Illinois News Network says Senator Melinda Bush says if passed, the measure would just require a gender neutral label on the restroom, and those restrooms could only be used by one person at a time or a family. An Illinois state trooper was hurt during a shootout with a suspected carjacker who was killed. This was Saturday. A state trooper responded to a report of a carjacking and tried to stop the vehicle. The car's driver led police on a pursuit that ended near Staunton. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook or online, ClassicPlumbingInc.com.
Honest, affordable, and professional 2-year warranty on all the work. It's Classic Plumbing. And again, online, ClassicPlumbingInc.com. Mm-hmm. Check your weather, brought to you by the Blossom Basket Floors, from simple to simply magnificent, with two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham, and Urbana. Call 367-ROSE or BlossomBasket.com. And good morning, Diane Ducey.
Morning, Stevie. High 45 expected today with partly cloudy conditions. 27 our low this evening. Up to 51 tomorrow, down to 37. 49 the high on Wednesday with some morning showers expected. 51 Thursday and 55 on Friday. Not a bad forecast for us. Kind of feels spring-like. It's the first day of spring.
21 or something?
Okay, yeah. Totally doable on this forecast. Right now the temperature's at 27. ESPN 93.5.
Always a pleasure to welcome Professor of Political Science, University of Texas at Arlington, Professor Alan Sachs. Professor for like 50 plus years?
55 years.
Wow. He started when he was 10, of course.
Alan, 10 years old, I walked in here in a little baby stroller.
You sound great. Amazing how, I don't know what you are, but you sound wonderful. It's awesome.
Thank you. You make me feel good.
No, it's good.
But oftentimes when I hear the news that's going on in the past week or two, I get extremely depressed.
Of all the people running, and I guess there's 15, 20 right now for the Democrats, I think Beto worries me the most from the standpoint of he's got some serious instability. What can you tell me? I mean, there's some stuff in his background that make you... Is he all right? I mean, he's just...
You are so right. You raise a good point. And Reuters News Service apparently knew a lot of this stuff from his childhood, his background, his teen years, and did not publish it during the past year or so. Finally, it came out. And you're right. He had some bizarre stuff.
Bizarre. That's a good word. Bizarre and extraordinarily different, weird. I mean, didn't the grunge band people call him weirdo?
He owns up to it. He said that...
Yeah.
Yesterday, I think in Des Moines, Iowa, he said he admitted he was arrested twice, but he was a member of a hacking group, and it becomes a little bit more than just teenage pranks. But it's not going to work. People love him because he's Beto,
you
know. Yeah. And I mean, if he didn't have that nickname, I am that cynical of the voting public. I think he'd lose about a third of his support.
I mean, I think part of it is it's interesting. It's really odd, actually. I think he looks so much like a Kennedy that they're fantasizing about Bobby Kennedy or something weird.
Well, he's the kind of person that they put whatever they want to put on him, that they put on him.
Yeah.
But my students love him. I remember last semester when he was running last year, when he was running against Ted Cruz for the U.S. Senate, the whole room was covered with Beto signs on their laptops, on their desks, on their backpacks, and you'd ask them, what are you for? You know, they don't know,
yeah.
But they love that name,
no,
Beto.
That's amazing. And it's energetic. A former grunge band guy, he wrote a very weird fiction. I know it was when he was 15, but fantasizing about running over children in his car. I mean, it's just all over the
wonderful
board. Just really, really different. And again, he raised $6 million his first day. But there's just something about a guy trying to find himself and being outward and very open about. And that's okay. We all try and find ourselves
that's
at some point. But this guy's running for president. I'd like
you're
to
right.
be comfortable in this.
Yeah. He's not running for homeroom.
No,
children.
This is. I need you to find. I mean, Barack Obama knew who he was. I mean,
that's right.
I'm okay. I just want you to be good in your skin and be okay with it. He's an extraordinarily rich white man, so I don't think he has a chance in the Democratic Party.
And you raise a good point. He's extremely wealthy. He married into a billionaire family,
yeah.
I understand it.
Yep.
But it doesn't matter. My students and the little guys love him. You know, it is absolutely. He went to Columbia University, I understand, which I never knew. He went to Columbia, a very liberal school. And by the way, when I talk about liberal schools, there's something that's embedded in my brain. I saw a small video over the weekend of Chelsea Clinton being lectured and screamed at by some students. And this is what people want their children to go to these schools.
Yeah.
And I don't know which one it was in New York City. I don't know which one it was. But anyway, there was one student yelling at her, screaming at her, you know, because Chelsea Clinton had the audacity of criticizing Ilhan Omar for anti-Semitic remarks. And this one student said, you caused this, you caused this.
Yeah.
And she's yelling at her and poking at her. And I think that Chelsea Clinton, who, by the way, is pregnant again, a pregnant woman out there getting shouted at and screamed at, and I think she apologized just to get out of the mob.
This is extraordinary. When I felt sorry for Nancy Pelosi being ripped by the far left about immigration about a year or so ago, and I felt bad for Chelsea Clinton. How far left have we gone when to criticize anti-Semitic language, and you get screened and blamed for the New Zealand massacre?
It's absolutely, and this is what parents want to send their children to.
It's
outrageous.
A lot of people blame the education system for where we are today. Do you think
I am partially on their side? I blame it too.
This student was NYU, by the way.
NYU.
I thought it was, but I didn't want to mention it unless I was sure.
But
I felt sorry for Chelsea Clinton.
Me too. Mm-hmm. And that's a first for me. Okay, well, there you go. And one more thing. Donald Trump criticizes Saturday Night Live. Could you please tell him to stop that?
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares. Nobody's
about
watching.
And now I'll watch it.
That's right. Nobody cares about Saturday Night Live.
He's sitting around with his phone. I don't do that.
Yeah.
Go after Beto. Leave Saturday Night Live alone.
Criminy, every president's been roasted on that show. I mean, come on, man.
That's right. It doesn't make any difference. Nobody watches it anyway.
Okay. It's fascinating. I mean, Joe Biden is going to look like the, I don't know, sensible guy, I guess. But
responsible man.
They're going to rip him, though.
He has some stuff in his past, too.
But they're going to rip, the left's going to rip the former vice president. I think
he'll
talk back, which will be bad.
That's right.
So
it is. I may have to enter.
I think you should.
I'm going to rename myself Frito. Maybe that'll do it.
You'll confuse them. Frito and Beto. Okay.
It's Frito against Beto.
Alan, always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
That's Professor Alan Sachs, University of Texas at Arlington.
Man. He really stays on top of it.
No, he does. 55-year professor.
Wow.
He's got to be 80, right? You're not a professor until you're like, maybe he worked his way through. I don't know.
But I mean, when you think about it, though, Steve, that's practically your radio career.
Excuse me? Practically what?
I keep thinking about this big old birthday coming up inside the next few weeks.
Yeah, I've been thinking about it, too.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just when you get to a certain point in life, you kind of know that you got less years than you spent.
Uh-huh.
So.
You're right.
So I don't know.
And have you lived full?
I truly have. I feel very good about mm-hmm. that. We've done a lot, and I've been very blessed in my life. But I do have a pretty significant birthday coming up. But then I start thinking about, how long do I do this? You know, at what point am I still good? Am I still viable? Because nobody wants to do their stuff when they're not real good anymore. And so that's
right.
Certainly entered my head.
But we certainly have had some coworkers in the past that have gone on into their 80s.
If they're good. So, if you're good, that's fine.
Exactly.
And if you still want to do it, that's fine. If you're still relevant, that's fine. But
can you imagine us still doing this in 30 years?
No. I really can't.
Okay.
But you just take every day and, yeah, I mean, again, I started when Jimmy Carter was president. I mean, that's just a very, very uh-huh. long time ago, and uh-huh. it's hard to imagine that. But we're still having fun every morning.
Well, and when I talk about these brackets, that was in 79. I feel like I remember that when they came up with this big NCAA tournament.
I think 79. I don't know how many teams made the tournament in 79. 16, 32 maybe?
That's right.
It was
might
small.
Have not have been this big.
There's 68 teams, and I'm not one of them. And I'm tired of that. And next year, we got to go to the NCAA. I mean, we're going to be picked in the top five in the Big Ten. 8 made it this year, so that'll be safely
mm-hmm.
in. We have to go to the NCAA. I mean, I hate to do it. I mean, listen, it's time that this awful trend ends, because 20 years ago, had I said there'll be 8 teams one day in the Big Ten and we won't be one of them, you say, what are you smoking?
Right.
We're always in it.
Yep, I remember those days.
It is 7:17. It's time for Sports Headlines.
And, you know, you mentioned the Big Ten teams in Michigan and Michigan State, number 2 seeds, along with Tennessee and Kentucky. We have Purdue make it as a number 3 seed. LSU, Houston, and Texas Tech also included in the 3 seeds. Number 1 seed, by the way, no Big Ten teams there. But Duke and other ACC teams, Virginia, North Carolina, and Gonzaga.
3 ACC teams has won, so
mm-hmm.
I think the NCAA will see some ACC teams make the run there. They're a good team.
Mm-hmm.
I think Michigan and Michigan State are right there, too.
Right.
Very, very good team.
Big Ten
yeah.
tournament with the Spartans on top.
Yeah, I mean, Michigan led
60.
The whole way.
Right.
And they lost the lead last
That's
minute.
That's right.
So. Well, they beat them 3 times.
I know.
Michigan State beat Michigan 3 times.
I know. And that kind of trend is trending in NBA scores, too, with the Knicks over the Lakers 124-123 yesterday. And LeBron missing 11 shots in the fourth quarter is what people are saying. And is LeBron all washed up and all this other kind of stuff? Pacers in Portland tonight. Sacramento Bulls.
Sacramento
over the Bulls yesterday.
It went south when LeBron wanted to trade 9 guys off his Lakers team, and they heard about
Ooh.
It. And he said next game he was alone on the bench.
I didn't know
yeah,
that.
So it kind of hurt the chemistry
I guess
a little bit.
So.
Want to trade them all?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Bulls and Phoenix going at it tonight. Onto the ice. Buffalo over the St. Louis Blues. Blackhawks and Vancouver going at it this evening. Contra Vidra. Did you catch some of that?
No, actually.
Why not a St. Patrick's Day with Roy McIlroy?
That's wonderful. I hope people enjoyed it. It wasn't on TV.
Oh, what?
Let's talk about DirecTV and WAND losing contracts.
Oh, no.
I got a thought about that coming
up. Okay, I'm looking forward to that. I guess in 30th place, Tiger. But
well, yeah, that's what I heard.
But I guess that last round on Sunday was really
wonderful.
Good.
Yeah, it was great. Great.
So, but you missed it.
Have fun.
And then Scott Langley got 25,000.
Oh, wish I'd have seen it.
So. All right. In baseball, we win. We swept the SIU Salukis 14-5 yesterday.
Best Illinois start in 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
Illinois baseball.
Yep.
Let's see. Today's weather brought to you by Gerber Collision. When do you get it to Gerber? When you back in to someone who's backing out, that's when you get it to Gerber. Locations throughout Central Illinois. Visit GerberCollision.com. Gerber.com or call 877-7-GERBER to find your nearest Gerber location.
Looking good. Partly cloudy with a high 45. 25 our low tonight. Up to 51 tomorrow with sunshine down to 37. Morning showers could come our way Wednesday with a high 49 expected. We're currently at 28 on ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Starla Carr at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla at Provident Financial Group LLC. Okay, yeah, a little more on WAND. It's the NBC affiliate here locally. If you're on DirecTV, you don't get it anymore. I'll tell you why in a moment. Okay. It is 7:20.
From the Fox Business Network. Stock futures on Wall Street are mixed. Up arrows for the NASDAQ and S&P 500, the Dow in the red. Boeing shares are poised to open lower. Brexit turmoil has the British pound dropping. Disappointing earnings out from Lumber Liquidators, which reported a fourth quarter loss of $56.9 million. The Virginia-based hardwood floor company agreeing to pay a $33 million fine for making fraudulent statements to investors about unsafe floor sourced from China. And no thumbs up for Facebook's attempt at local news service. The social media network saying a service it established last year to provide users with local news has been hampered by cutbacks in the news industry. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Lillian Wu.
All right, ESPN 93.5. Before we get to whatever the heck happened to WAND, I found out over the weekend, I guess I knew this, but I'd forgotten, my great-great-grandmother was Anne O'Connell from Ireland.
Is that right?
My great-great-grandmother, so it's like direct, my mom's great-grandmother was Anne O'Connell. That's pretty Irish.
Yeah, it is.
And you went to the Dyeing, the Water of Green.
It was so fun. So fun to be in Chicago for St. Patrick's Day weekend. And my hat was such a big hit. Thank you, Beth Beisel, who was involved in Special Olympics. I saw her polar plunge in a leprechaun outfit. So I messaged her saying, I would love to borrow that. So I had this red beard, like, all weekend. I had this
the whole weekend.
And people were grabbing me to do a selfie
wow.
next to the river and stuff. It was
wow.
a big, I only saw one other red bearded hat. So I was the lucky leprechaun
all
lady.
Right. Well, fun time.
So on Dying of the River, the parade, the, just, you know, 5,000 people around you wearing green.
Wow.
I went down to Billy Goat, the original from 1934. Met the dude who was in his 80s, who, you know, this was his, you know, 60th something St. Patrick's Day. We talked about the Cubs and the Billy Goat that he used to bring to the game. I mean, he might have been the guy who talked about the Billy Goat and the curse.
Yeah.
So
I don't know.
Got a selfie with him.
Well, it was a big weekend, always is for the, and it really truly is green, huh?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. Of course,
and
environmentally friendly, of course.
I messaged your son. We didn't connect, but he was enjoying the festivities.
Was he watching too?
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome.
So it's a good time in Chicago, and it just seems like everybody's in a good mood. Lots of crowds, takes you a while to get around, but I connected with some old EIU. Friends of mine also, and hung out for 5 hours in his Schlitz bar down in the basement.
I tell you what.
Oh, my goodness. Sharing
fun.
So many fun memories.
It's St. Patrick's Day in Chicago. It's always big. Diane's always wanted to do that. So
uh-huh.
Well done. You got her done.
Thank you.
I was trying to watch the players over the weekend, and I usually record everything, and it just came up dark. And then I turned it on live on Sunday afternoon, dark. And then I looked online and found out that I think DirecTV is owned now by AT&T. And don't get me started on AT&T.
Oh, boy.
And they pulled the plug on the weekend, saying that, what was the quote? And again, I know a lot of people that work for AT&T, and every one of them are wonderful people. But as a corporation, they're the worst I've ever worked with.
Hard to make eye contact.
It takes months to make eye contact. It is unbelievable. So AT&T chooses to pull the plug on NBC Local, which is WAND in Decatur, saying that they were being unreasonable in the contract negotiations. Well, I'll side with WAND every time if you're talking about a big corporate trying to put a thumb on an itty-bitty little station in Decatur, which is essentially what they are to them. So they lost their NBC contract. So now your choices are put up an antenna. If you want to see WAND in Decatur, you've got to put up an antenna. Suppose you can stream golf and forget about your TV shows. I don't know. Well, I honestly, I can't name one show. I guess Saturday Night Live. I don't watch that. So I don't know what NBC program I would watch outside golf. Honestly, I can't name one. So I guess it's not going to hurt me too much, but NBC does carry a ton of golf. CBS and NBC carry the golf. So it's just annoying. And I have no idea, but I do think that NBC pulling the plug on the players was awfully mean. And who's hurting me? It's not hurting WAND. They get all the calls. But, I mean, they're ultimately hurting the people. And then blaming a small TV station in Decatur, Illinois. You could have waited till after the players.
Mm-hmm.
It's the richest money bag pool of money in golf right now. Jim Furyk got $1.3 million for finishing second. Rory got $2.3 million, so every good player plays.
Yeah.
Saying again, Scott Langley got 25-5
uh-huh.
for finishing whatever he finished. So
mm-hmm.
anyway, it was just head shaker. And it's like, okay, I don't care. I mean, really, ultimately, I don't watch that much. But I do enjoy the golf.
Well, this community forum is outraged also and talking about how you better do some research before you switch providers. They eventually could have the same issue.
Oh, you mean Dish?
Right.
You can go Dish right
and
now.
And DirecTV and Comcast.
I'm probably keeping...
I mean, they've got a list here.
Unfortunately, I'll probably keep it because they have the NFL ticket, which we do use for the Saints. But that's a fortune. Anyway, it's like, really, you're pulling the plug on Saturday, not Monday. Because nobody would have cared on Monday, but they would have cared for the players. So, you know, it's an AT&T thing. And corporate, I can't tell you how bad I think AT&T corporate is from the standpoint of being able to serve their customer, because we've struggled for years with AT&T corporate. Again, local people, great guys, great people. AT&T people that actually work on the front line, great people. No problems there. Just try and call somebody outside trying to get service. It'll be real good for you to get the service. But if you have any issues and you have a business, I mean, I'm sure there's other businesses that have struggled with AT&T.
Yeah.
But it's a real difficult nut to crack because you just can't get hold of anybody.
That's right.
I mean, literally
find
months.
Find out who's in charge
you
of
can't,
this particular
and
thing.
And the people on the phone are generally very nice.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling you, folks.
But they don't know where to connect you to get the issue solved.
We have been on hold dozens and dozens of hours
yes.
trying to get somebody to tell us about some sort of a business thing we have going on. So anyway, it's frustrating. So for this to happen, I'll side with WAND without knowing anything.
Well, this expert says Block Communications, which owns your local affiliate WAND, is denying the feed during negotiations.
Well, then it's their fault. Whoever did it to me on Saturday, I'm mad at. So maybe I'm mad at Block Communications.
Okay.
The bottom line is the players, really, you're going to use me as a tool in your negotiation. That's about the only thing I'm going to watch on your channel is the players every year. I don't watch much anyway. So I'm not going to sweat it. I don't really care. But I do like watching golf, and ultimately I'll just stream it. I'll have to pay whatever it costs to stream it. And in these days I can stream it on my TV. So it's not a big deal, but they need to realize the significance that we all are struggling with in the media. You're happy for every viewer, every listener. And don't diss them, because they'll just go somewhere else.
That's right.
That's not a good thing. We'll be right back. ESPN 93.5, latest in New Zealand. And now another shooting, a Dutch shooting. Stand by.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A possible terrorist attack in the Netherlands. There's one person dead and several people are wounded in a shooting on a trolley car in the city of Utrecht. There's a manhunt now for the shooter. There have been vigils around the world for the 50 people killed in shootings at two mosques in New Zealand Friday. Hundreds of people got together in Charlotte, North Carolina.
We are one nation. We serve one God. We are all brothers and sisters.
New Zealand's prime minister says new gun control measures will be announced in the next 10 days. The Transportation Department's reportedly looking into the FAA's approval of Boeing's 737 MAX 8s.
The Wall Street Journal reports that the investigation was launched after the October crash of Lion Air's jet that killed 189 people. Aviation authorities are also looking to see if the system may have caused the crash of an Ethiopian Airlines flight that killed 157 earlier this month.
That's Fox's Tanya J. Powers. This is Fox News.
Brought to you by American Eagle Auto Glass for expert window replacement and repair for windshields and windows in your car, truck, or van. American Eagle Auto Glass does the job right the first time. Go visit Wade Adams at 706 Bloomington Road in Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update.
Watch out for some road closures this week. Today in Champaign, southbound traffic on Prospect will be reduced to one lane between Springfield and Healy from 8:30 a.m. until 5:30 p.m. Also, 6th Street will be blocked off at the intersection of 6th and Armory for water main and sewer work. That's part of the ongoing MCOR project. The city of Urbana will provide leaf collection to all residents for 1 week this spring. That's April 22nd to 26th. Residents have to put the leaves into 30-gallon paper lawn and garden bags, no plastic bags. The paper bags must be placed at the curb or along the roadway edge before 6 a.m. on your U-Cycle collection day. And only leaves and non-woody plant materials will be collected, no brush, tree limbs, or garbage. Bag leaves also may be taken to the Landscape Recycling Center at 1210 East University Avenue, Urbana, for a small disposal fee. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Do you avoid going through the drive-thru windows because you have to open your door to place your order? Is the dog wanting the window down to get the spring air in his face?
Oh.
Are the kids embarrassed by the rock chips in the windshield? Well, make the family happy and spring into getting it all fixed. Call American Eagle Auto Glass at 443-GLASS. Their certified technicians can repair your window regulator, fix your rock chips, or replace any needed auto glass. American Eagle Auto Glass, 443-4527. Clearly the right choice.
7:33, and again, ultimately, I don't know what happened to WAND on my DirecTV, but it is not that important. That's the problem. If there were three channels and we lost NBC and The Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson, that'd be a real issue because I couldn't stream that, or I couldn't, you know, there wouldn't be no, if you just said, hey, the antennas are down, there's no signal anymore, that'd be a bummer when there were three. That's really an issue in the media. There's just something goes away. There's 9,000 choices to fill it. So you better hold on to what you have, and you get into these contentious negotiations, and that's fine, but I don't care about that. I care whether, you know, the signal's working. And if it's not, I'll do something else. And that's the reality of media these days. Nothing is that important. You can always find information 12 other places. And as far as, you know, the golf, I can do an antenna. I've got that right now in my house. I just don't know. I got to ask Steve Suderman on Wednesday, Good Vibes, how to do that. And I can stream it on my phone, wherever I am. That's easy.
Mm-hmm.
It just has to, you have to pay a little money for that. Okay, 7:35, we're going to check in with Evan now. We're doing the Simon Owen. Simon Owen's in London.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's been tracking this latest shooting. A Dutch shooting? I don't know where that is. That's this morning. And then, of course, the horrific New Zealand. Here's a guy from Australia coming over to New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
White supremacist. And it just, I would never want to see the video. But for a guy to stream it and to do what he did is just, man. All right. If you're looking for appliances, may I suggest Dick Van Dyke. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, family-owned, been in business since 77. So for over 40 years of appliance experience, all they do is appliances. They do it better than anybody else. Dick Van Dyke Appliance is the largest independent appliance dealer in central Illinois, located in Champaign, Bloomington, Springfield, and Decatur. They offer discount pricing on quality products like Maytag, Electrolux, Bosch, Frigidaire, GE, Whirlpool, and more. And low prices, the best selection of appliances in central Illinois. They treat you like royalty. Plus, you can receive a free 10-year protection plan. Wow! Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, place you'll want to visit when you're remodeling or just getting a new fridge. Check out their Champaign location south of I-74 on Neal. Or online, you can get it going at appliance-world.com, appliance-world.com. Always a pleasure. Welcome Simon Owen, Ace Fox Radio reporter. He's in London. What the world? I was going to talk to you about New Zealand. I still will, but what happened? The Dutch shooting. Tell me about that.
Hey, Stevie. Well, in the Netherlands, the situation is still pretty unclear at the moment and certainly still unfolding. But the police in the city of Utrecht have confirmed that there has been a shooting on a tram in that city, and that the attacker, or attackers, but it seems like it's one attacker, is still at large, and one person is dead, the authorities say, and that several more people have been injured. They're also saying that this may have had a terrorist motive, and as a result of that, they've hiked the terror threat level to its highest notch, which is extremely unusual, if not unprecedented, for this particular city. So security has been stepped up at various locations. And I've got a message here from the authorities in Utrecht saying that they're asking people to stay in. And I think that probably means they're asking people to stay indoors. They seem to think that this is still potentially an active situation. So, yeah, just unfolding. But it seems that there is possibly a terrorist incident underway in this Dutch city. One person killed, according to the authorities.
And then New Zealand, I guess the count now is 50 dead from the mosque attack.
Yes, twin attacks on Friday in the middle of Friday prayers, a very important time, and any busy mosque would be busy at that point. Since Friday, the suspect has appeared in court. He flashed a gesture associated with white supremacism when he appeared. Just a brief appearance, not much really happened, and he'll be seen again in the coming weeks. The other main development, just this morning, the past few hours, New Zealand's Prime Minister has said that her cabinet has approved, in principle, changing the country's gun laws so that tighter gun laws are coming, it sounds like, and she says she'll be detailing those over the coming days.
Okay. A guy from New Zealand comes in and shoots everybody. A guy from Australia, rather, comes in and shoots people in New Zealand, and then Australia has to suffer with the gun laws. I mean, it's, again, it's New Zealand. New Zealand? What? I mean, nobody. It's unbelievable.
Well, I mean, I think the first thing to say on the gun question is actually, you know, gun control is not the political battleground in New Zealand.
No.
I don't think that it
No.
is in the United States.
No.
And they have the example just a few hours away in Australia, where there was a massacre in the 90s, and the Australians followed very swiftly by imposing what are still some of the world's toughest gun laws. And, you know, the New Zealand Prime Minister even referred to that. Speaking about her plan, she said that the Australians took 12 days to make their decision to impose these extremely tight gun laws, and she's aiming to have it done within 10 days of the attack. So that's next Monday. So, yeah, I mean, there's a clear indication there that this is going to change. But as I say, I'm not sure it'll get quite the sort of pushback as if an American leader came out with this kind of idea after a mass shooting in the U.S.
I don't know their constitutions, but I don't know if they have a Second Amendment over there anyway. But we'll track it. Simon, always a pleasure. Excellent work. We'll meet later at Harrods. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Stevie.
Simon Owen live in London. 7:39. Yeah, it's just Ron Strack at Meadowbrook Church had a great message yesterday about forgiveness. So my faith says I should forgive.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a tough one on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Because my instinct is to take him out on Facebook Live and shoot him in the head.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what you want.
Mm-hmm. Especially if you've seen the crime in action.
The guy streams all the murders and the deaths. It's on live TV. Mm-hmm. What kind of animal does that? It's pure evil. Hate is like taking poison and expecting someone else to die. So that vitriol is worse for you than it is for them. But it's just pure evil. I don't know how else to describe it to just do what this man did under the auspices of a superior race or something. Who? What? Man. All right, 740, you're always welcome to text us. Anything we chat about, you're welcome. 359-2255, 359-2255. Coming up after 8 o'clock, if you're filling out a bracket, I do have some stats.
I just took some down.
I've got all the stats for odds are for the pairings, you know, like an 8 versus a 9.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I was looking at how much money is spent during March Madness.
It's like a billion, isn't it?
8.5 billion now.
I just
40 million Americans, 149 million brackets this week.
See,
18 million adults will bet and visit with their bookmaker. 18 million adults will bet on the tournament with a bookmaker.
And yet it makes 8 billion?
8.5 billion
18?
Is expected to be wagered.
I wonder what 18 million doesn't sound like enough for $8 billion. So maybe that's just the legal. Because isn't there?
That's right.
Every bar has a pool.
Yeah.
And how you would gauge how much is spent there, I have no idea, because that's all cash.
This is the American Gaming Association putting together this survey.
All estimates. But the bottom line is, it is fun. This is the best 2 days in sports, I think, Thursday, Friday, when there's 64 teams vying, and there's a Cinderella and all that fun stuff with Loyola last year. And the sister.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What was her name?
Oh, man, it's only been a year.
How quickly we forget.
Sister, wonderful woman at Loyola when they made the Final Four. Amazing. Anyway, Loyola isn't going to make it this year. But they did last year. That was pretty exciting. And people love those stories, whether we'll have one this year or not, because the marquee programs are still pretty hard to beat.
Is it Sister Jean?
Sister Jean.
Celebrating her 99th birthday.
Wow.
Wow.
Talk about a celebrity last tournament, though, wasn't she? It's amazing. 743, whether you want to travel, move to warmer climes, invest in a hobby, you have dreams. Busey Wealth Management recommends saving 10 to 15% of your annual income. I know that sounds like a bunch, but you can try. Some months you'll be able to do it. What's the best savings choice? Is it 401 or IRAs? Well, they can sit and talk about based on where you are and what you want. For the 401, your employer, if you have a great employer that offers that, that's wonderful. You can contribute to that plan via payroll deduction. IRA is the individual retirement account. The personal retirement savings plan can complement your employer-sponsored retirement savings plans. The more you save, obviously, the better if you can do it. It's wonderful. It might hurt now, but you'll love it later. Traditional IRAs allow your investment earnings to grow tax-deferred with until withdrawn. You got the Roth IRAs that are taxed at when you put it in, so when you take them out, it's tax-free. If you're trying to decide between traditional and Roth, you can go to the calculator in the Resource Center. Just go to Busey.com. Or you can, talk to Kurt Anderson and his team. Busey Wealth Management's wonderful professionals, and they'll tailor something exactly for you. 800-67-BUSEY. Go to any Busey location. Investment products and services not FDIC or insured. May lose value. No bank guarantee. All right. Again, after 8, I'll tell you what I've got on the odds. You know, some people try and pick these upsets.
Yeah.
I'll tell you the odds of that upset.
Sounds good.
We'll do that. I've got the numbers. I got that yesterday. Okay. 744, sports coming up.
Hello. It's Nikita with MX Electric. When we say no job is too small or too large, we mean it. Here are some examples of our past jobs. Fixed a short and attic wiring. Repaired yard post light. Added doorbell cameras. Removed knob and tube. Repaired bathroom heater fan. Added 220 for a water heater. Upgraded home panel. Added garbage disposal switch. Repaired electrical inspection report items. Added a car charger outlet. Whew. So call me and I'll schedule any of your electrical projects.
Relax. Call my 217-359-7293.
When water rushes in, keep the damage out by calling the cleanup team that's faster to any other size disaster. Serve Pro at 217-355-0077. That's where you'll find the specialist with the experience, equipment, and training to help make sure your property is dry the first time. So when water damage strikes your home or business, strike back by calling the cleanup team the insurance industry has trusted for more than 40 years. 217-355-0077. On the web at Serve Pro of Champaign, like it never even happened. Franchises are independent. Owned and operated.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense, no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call us at 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
The copperhead snake. It hisses before attacking. But that's not a copperhead. That's the Sullivan's RV freshwater tank overflowing into their black one, which is backing into their vent pipe, making for a very different kind of attack. One that arrives just in time for taco night. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Yeah, I'm going to play the tournament theme, which I try and do every March Madness, but it's amazing how little I care about this. Now, if Illinois was in, even as a 10 seed, that'd be pretty jacked up.
Well, yeah.
Because you're in the tournament. I mean, isn't Iowa a 10? Anyway.
You know what? It says eight Big Ten teams, but I only paid attention to the number two seeds of Michigan and Michigan State.
Oh, yeah,
number three seed Purdue,
yeah.
So I still have five more to
out. Wisconsin and Minnesota and Ohio State and Iowa. And
did you see some of the Big Ten tournament?
Yeah, I saw whatever. I don't care.
Minnesota got spanked.
Yeah, Michigan's been playing great. Michigan was beating Michigan by 13 points in the second half, and they lost the game.
Mm-hmm.
It was... And then we beat Michigan State, so that was the highlight of our year, is beating Michigan State here. That was amazing.
Uh-huh.
And that gave us a glimpse. It was short-lived from the standpoint of we had a nice little run there. Maryland, Michigan. The Michigan State by far was the most impressive.
Yeah, that was fun.
But now we've got to build on that and get to the NCAA tournament next year, and we'll be projected to do that. And so it'll be kind of odd to have expectations, but we'll have them.
So remind me of this scoop on the NIT then.
That's for the people that couldn't make the big tournament. That's for you.
Illinois?
Oh, no. No. Now, had we gotten closer to 500, not 12 and 21.
Okay.
Indiana will make that, 17 and 15. And, I don't know, a couple of those bubble teams will be NIT. And that's like, okay, whatever, let's just keep playing more
practice. Like a consolation prize.
Well, then there's even the CBI, which is the consolation of the consolation of the consolation.
Okay.
But at least they're playing.
Right.
And there's more practice.
Yeah.
So,
anyway, the Big Ten tournament had the Spartans on top. 65-60 was the final over Michigan. So, and again, they're number two seeds coming into these brackets, which have a lot of people filling them out this week. So, I need to figure out when does the tournament start?
Starts Thursday morning, 11
a.m.
Okay. See, I still know all that, and I'll probably still turn it on, but I'm still grumbling because my team's not in it, so... This is kind of a bad sportsmanship, I guess.
I don't know about that. I mean, I think you are the typical Illini fan. We're all kind of grumbling right now.
There'll be thousands still in pools. That's fine.
Sure, sure.
And if I knew what pool to get in, that's how disconnected I am. I don't even know where to go. We used to have office pools.
I know.
We don't have that anymore because we're not in it anymore.
Whatever.
Have fun.
But when it comes to our baseball team at 13-3, we swept SIU over the weekend. 14-5 was the final yesterday, heading to St. Louis for the game tomorrow. Illinois softball is 16-5 on their start. In L.A., they beat Cal Poly 4-1 yesterday. Pacers in Portland tonight. Sacramento beat the Bulls. They've got Phoenix tonight, so the Bulls and Phoenix will be going at it. Buffalo beat the St. Louis Blues. Blackhawks hosting Vancouver. Ponte Vedra had Roy McIlroy on top of the leaderboard.
10 days.
To take over 2.5 million?
2.3.
It's 2.3.
Jim Furyk, 1.3. Jim Furyk, who's like 48? I mean, that's pretty old to be. I mean, he got second, got 1.3 million for
right.
Second?
Wow.
That's a bunch of money, man. Back when Jack Nicklaus was winning, he'd win the tournament, get 200,000, which is nice. But then
2.3.
That's a bunch of money. That's because Tiger Woods showed up, folks,
right,
and everybody
right.
started watching.
Uh-huh.
Okay, it's 7:50, 10 before. Let's check your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Sunshine, high 46, 27 our low tonight. 51 with sunshine tomorrow, down to around 37 in the evening. Up to 50 on Wednesday with morning showers in the forecast. Sunshine both Thursday and Friday as we get up to the mid-50s by the end of the week. Right now the temperature's at 29. ESPN 93.5.
Well, CMI standing by. Betsy and Brad Parks, their locally owned janitorial supply, dedicated to solving problems. What do you need?
Right, and the consultation that Betsy provides.
Yeah.
She looks to see what kind of scrubbers do you need to make sure this is looking shiny and you're not scrubbing it on your hands and knees for 4 hours.
Yeah, and what kind of thingy do you put in the urinal and who's going to put it in?
That's right.
Now, that would be me.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get anybody to do it.
I know.
It's wonderful. Janitorial
but there
supplies.
Is stuff that you squirt on there and the enzymes will eat it up.
That's exactly what I like. Squirt, squirt, don't touch. CMIclean.com. They're wonderful. 359-6262. 751. Honda BMW standing by. This is March 18.
Uh-huh.
And you can go test drive any darn thing they have on the lot, and you're going to get service before, during, and after the sale. They are an award-winning dealership, so darn good at what they do every day. Well, they're closed on Sunday because they have to be.
I was in and out of, you know, Lyfts and Ubers and a lot of Honda products out there.
Yeah.
And, you know, people love them. I was talking with some of these drivers. I guess you're not supposed to talk to the driver.
Is that right?
I had no idea.
Who said that?
I don't know. Josh said that it's weird that I talk so much.
Everybody talks.
I do, too. Where you're from, all of that.
I didn't know there was a code.
Right.
But if you're in a Honda, you got to talk about
well,
it.
Well, yeah. That's what I was doing.
Yeah. DriveChampagne.com. Drive a Beamer, too. DriveChampagne.com. Mm-hmm. Say it to my friend Ben Quattrone. It's DriveChampagne.com. Honda BMW. Off of Neil at Burwash in Savoy. If you want to go to the U of I Meat sales room, I mean, they have such good product.
I'm telling you, steak, brats, hot dogs, I mean, whatever you need. The bacon's delicious.
We are giving out, and this is bigger deal this year because there's only two buses. We're giving out two tickets to the Cubs and Cardinals June 2nd. You have to go into the U of I Meat sales room located just off Florida in Urbana on Maryland Drive. Tuesdays and Thursdays, because they're limited hours, Tuesdays, Thursdays between 1 and 5:30, or Fridays between 8 and 1. You register, and they got gobs of registration last year. These are two free tickets. The value would be $280.
That's right.
But you get on the bus for free, and that's the only two I'm giving away. So
this is the June 2nd game.
Yes, June 2nd game, and that's Cardinals hosting the Chicago Cubs. It's our annual bus trip, but we're only doing two buses. And if you'd like to go, we only have 9 suite tickets. It's amazing. Those always sell first. Those are $259, and that's essentially my cost.
Bucket list.
It's really cool. All the food and beverage are in the National Car Rental Suite.
Yes.
And then you, or you would be in the infield terrace, which is a little high. It's in section whatever that is, but it's behind home plate, which I thought were the best seats that we could get at
section
that time.
Section 447-448.
Yep. $139 for the price. It includes your ride down. We have no alcohol on the bus, but certainly have your brewski at the ball game.
Sure.
Okay, we're going to break for the news and be back. And again, I'll just give you the odds of a 1 and a 16, who's favored to win. We have those stats because a lot of people like picking upsets. And we'll just tell you what CBS reported yesterday on some of the records. I'd forgotten a 16 had beaten a 1. Happened in the last few years, but I don't remember it. But it only happened one time where a 16 actually rose up to beat the 1. And then picking the right one for the up. I mean, it's really hard. But it's fun. It is fun. If I cared, I'd be fun, too.
But Mike and I have been talking about our taxes, and I know Kelly's accounting. They do all these different tax types. This is something that I've been wanting to do, and I need to make my appointment in Monticello.
She's good at it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Kelly. Speaking of Kelly's accounting, listen up. We've got the news coming up. ESPN 93.5.
I'm Ginny Cosola with your Fox Business Network tax tip. A new break for small business after this.
Kelly's Accounting does all tax types, individual, corporate, trust, partnerships, and estate, plus payroll and bookkeeping services. Your guardian angel in the finance department. Call their Monticello office, 762-5509, or visit kellysaccounting.com.
There's a change in the tax law this year to help small businesses.
They invented something called the QBI, and it stands for Qualified Business Income.
CPA Stephen Zellin says if you qualify, you'll save on your taxes.
The QBI deduction under Section 199A is a deduction that you can get if you have a business, and it's a 20% deduction.
Zellin says the rules are complicated, but it is a definite break for those who qualify. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Peter Burns.
I'm a firm believer that that thing was the best thing to happen to Zion. I think it made Duke better because you found out, hey, listen, when you lost your star guy, who was going to step up? Who was going to give you the minutes? So that made them a little bit better. You also found out where your weakness is.